you know, you might not have this experience, but like if you ever freak out about that, there are so many books that you want to read. And
I don't have that issue.
Yeah. So maybe let's say TV shows. There are so many TV shows that you need to watch and it stresses you out that you will just simply never be able to watch all the TV in the world.
Yep.
I'm having that with like, I have so much to say, but it's stressing me out because I know I'm not going to be able to say it all because I'm either going to forget or just run out of time. So now I'm just like not going to say anything at all.
Today?
The same way I'm just like not going to read any book.
You talking about our conversations that we're about to dive into head first today?
Yes. Head first.
Head first.
So much to say. So I'm paralyzed.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today. Would you dive into a pool versus like pencil diving? A lot of times I would just pencil dive. We could always say we're going to pencil dive into our conversation today.
Well, I was on the swim team.
You were, yeah.
So I think I'm more inclined to just do a regular dive.
Oh, cool.
But that being said, not saying anything negative about a pencil dive. I love a pencil dive.
There's a time and a place for a pencil dive.
Although I will say I've gotten more injuries pencil diving than regular diving.
How could you injure yourself doing a pencil dive?
Because I put my toes real sharp.
But it wasn't deep enough.
So my toes hurt. Yeah. Oh, Connor, I go so torpedo fast to the bottom of the pool, so deep.
Brooke, I'm a sinker.
And I hurt my toes.
I'm a sinker too.
Okay, then how have you not hurt your toes if you're a sinker?
Well, I know, like depth-wise, I have a good sense of depth.
If you're truly a sinker, there's no way you could retract your toes in time.
Brooke, if I'm
And also, there's no way you would want to because it's torpedoing you.
It sounds like you're jumping in like the shallow end of a pool.
I'm not. And the fact that I've got like I'm a foot shorter than you and I'm going so fast to the bottom.
What are you talking about feet wise? Sorry, metric people. Feet wise, what are you pencil diving in where you're hit?
Either 8 to 10. 8 to 10 inches, feet. 8 to 10 feet.
And you're on submersible mode, just imploding at the bottom of the pool?
Mm-hmm. I'm not always hurting my toes, but I have a lot of times because of how fast I'm going and because I want to keep my toes pointed the whole time so that I maintain that speed and velocity as well.
Sounds like you're a little self-destructive and you want to hit the bottom. That's what it kind of
sounds
like.
No, I'm just, let's move on.
No, because if I'm ever on a mission, if I'm ever on a mish to get to the bottom of something, if I want to touch the bottom or there's a rock down there that I want to take home, excuse me, I am going pencil mode. I'm not going dive mode because I need my head up so that when my feet hit, I can gather my bearings, figure out the space that I'm in, recognize that space, and then say, there's that rock that I want.
Okay.
Reach down and grab it.
Are you wearing goggles or no?
Not a goggle guy.
Really?
Nah.
Why make things harder for yourself?
Well, if they come up off my head, then I'm dealing with an entirely different beast underwater.
If they come up off your head, then you just go no goggle mode. Not the end of
then
the world.
Then I gotta find my goggles. What if they're nice goggles?
Then you can do another dive for the goggles, just like you did for the rock.
And why make things harder for myself?
I thought you were liking the dives.
I am liking the dives. I don't think we're seeing eye to eye. It seems like one of us dove in and one of us is pencil diving and we're just not making eye contact
right now. For the lifeguard test, they throw a brick in the deep water, like a real heavy brick, not even like a normal brick, a like plastic.
Cinder block.
No, it's plastic and it's like really weighted, the weight that like a kid would be. Like 20 something pounds maybe, or maybe I'm making that up. But it's really heavy and you have to dive, regular dive to the bottom and rescue the brick. And it is so hard, and you have to come up with the brick on your chest, and like you're swimming on your back. So hard. I'd love to see you do that. We should take the lifeguard or deep water test together when you have to like tread for 5, rescue the brick, etc.
Yeah, I'm super down.
Okay,
we had to do that every year at camp.
Yeah,
all of us to get to gain access.
Oh yeah, the deep water test
to no life jacket mode.
Yeah. Oh, you were no life jacket mode. We were deep water.
Well, no. We just like, you had to have a life jacket on constantly unless you passed the swim test.
Were you in the lake?
We were in like a dammed up river.
Oh.
We're in a damn ass river.
I was in a pool.
Okay.
So you could get your green ribbon if you passed.
We had a green ribbon
really?
As well.
Really? Oh, we've spoken about the girl with the green ribbon on this podcast, right?
That horrible story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would rather not relive that experience.
That's fair.
If that's okay with you today.
Completely fair. Should we dive into like material?
Hey guys, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
So I'm seeing we read off of a screen sometimes. Usually we go rogue, but sometimes we look at the screen to kind of get our bearings. It says surprise dot dot dot, which is not something that I have access to.
That the surprise?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to know?
I know it.
Oh. Hello, Professor Bork.
Is he knows it?
Yeah. So look behind you.
Oh Lord.
We're looking behind us now.
That thing?
Yeah, if you look,
it's covered.
Yeah.
You want to go do it?
I want to do it. Can
you
I
go
do it?
Do it?
Okay, I'm gonna.
Because my feet are too far from the ground.
For audio only listeners, there's a surprise on set, and I'm making my way towards it.
Oh my God! Wait, I think I know what it's gonna be.
Do you want to guess?
Is it a bust of you know who?
No.
Open
it. Is
it? Open it.
All right.
Open it.
Big reveal. I'm scared.
Yes!
No way!
It is the bust of Larry David.
Oh my God!
Izzy, that is exquisite.
Okay,
that's an exquisite piece.
Oh my God! Can I bring it?
God.
Can
yeah,
I bring
please.
It over here?
Wow!
His glasses.
Oh my God!
Look at it, David. That is God mode.
Oh my
wow.
God! Okay, for audio only listeners,
wow.
Get some background. When Brooke and I were kind of ideating what we'd love to have around us on
when we were
on,
what?
When we were ideating.
Great word.
Ideating what we wanted to have
wow.
around us. In our new zone here, we said like it'd be really cool to have a bust because it fits. And then we
yeah.
were like, who would we get a bust of? And we both kind of unanimously kind of said Larry David.
Because that's so special because that's really the only thing we have in common.
His glasses are on the ground.
Oh,
oh my
no.
God, Connor, please go
oh,
get his
no.
glasses.
Oh,
he
no.
can't see.
Oh, Larry.
Oh, those are gorgeous.
That's so Larry though to like
that's
drop his glasses.
100%.
Here.
Wow.
Put those back. Oh my God, they're perfect too.
Oh my God.
Where
Izzy,
did you guys,
thank you.
Where did you guys get your hands on a bust
this
of Larry
David? This is spectacular.
I've been working on it for months.
Oh my, you are just, I don't know if everyone knows this, but Izzy really is just like one of a kind
yeah.
angel. So is everyone here, but special shout out to Izzy for just kind of doing it all. Wow.
Oh my gosh. I would encourage anyone listening on audio to hop on over to get a visual of Larry's bust.
This is really special. I can't say enough good things about Larry and his bust. Really.
Let's move the trinkets for today.
And for today Larry. And just put Larry.
Let's put Larry.
Did you see that show Larry went on that was like this guy that uncovers all of your ancestry?
No.
He went on it. We should watch clips in the bonus because he knew nothing about his life. He didn't even know his mom's real name. And
Larry didn't?
Larry.
Wow.
And this guy was able to share some pretty jarring facts about Larry's past that were a little seedy. Yeah. Yeah. It was really entertaining. We should pull up some clips in the bonus.
I would love to.
Let's do it. Okay. Oh, there it is.
Larry David stunned by
his mother's
secret history and real name.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sponsored by Ancestry.com. It's an advertisement for Ancestry.com.
I think
they
maybe.
Do that for people like celebrities so that non-celebrities will
okay.
use their service.
Whoever's running the marketing behind like a piece of like
uh-huh.
a campaign around content
yeah.
for Ancestry.com featuring Larry David.
Winner.
Promotion.
Winner,
and
dinner.
They should be able to retire.
Yeah.
After this
it
campaign
was really
is over.
Good.
That's fantastic.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel. Wow, he looks so different
yeah,
there.
Jimmy Kimmel.
And that was only 2 days ago. That's so interesting.
Wow.
Wow.
They have like a lot of A-listers on
yeah.
the Ancestry.
Oh, Bill Hader.
Wow,
adore him.
Crazy.
Why is everyone looking completely
Andy
different?
Sandberg, too.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Let's. Oh. Okay.
Is it like funny? Have you watched?
Yeah.
There. I mean, it's
Larry's
more like funny.
Funny
people and then it gets personable. So uh-huh. it's like, oh, that's interesting.
Oh, so it's like comedians in cars
right.
getting coffee.
I will say, spoiler alert, they found out that, or Larry found out that like some of his ancestors fought for the South in the Civil War. And like
that's...
for most people, that would be like. Tough to watch and watch someone learn, but you know Larry kind of is the only person that could kind of make that comedic.
That's an episode
that,
of Curb.
It is, yeah.
Like him going back
yeah.
to the South.
It really is.
Wait, didn't he do that?
He thought he was adopted in Curb.
Yeah,
and then found out that he wasn't Jewish and changed his entire personality
right. yeah.
to not be Jewish, which is actually like a lot of change that
yeah.
needs to go into that. It turns out he was actually not adopted and. Immediately went back to his roots
Jewish
of complaining
well.
And kvetching and whatever have you.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's cool. I'll be diving. That's something fun to watch
yeah,
this
let's
weekend.
Dive into that.
Yeah.
Let's do it in the bonus.
Yeah, let's do it. I'd
yeah,
love to.
Me too.
Okay, so we haven't been.
Thank you. Izzy,
oh, Izzy,
and everyone.
Izzy.
It's just like
this
exquisite.
Is amazing. like the new centerpiece of our household.
Love it. And if anyone's wondering why my jewels are still on this table, these are the ones that Connor couldn't untangle himself. So I gave those to Cash, who films for us. Thank you, Cash, for doing that and untangling my jewels. And I don't have the heart to ever move them because they'll get tangled immediately, if not sooner.
Well,
in my car, in my fanny pack or whatever. So they'll just be here definitely. Yeah.
I think they look
maybe good. One at a time. I'll bring them home on my neck.
That's a good.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen each other since before the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So how was your 4th? What have you been up to? Been missing you?
Missing you too. Really nothing to report. I think I posted every breath I took on my Instagram story when I was in Texas. It's a great time. It was so much fun. It was 115 degrees.
Now, is that dry heat or a little bit of wet?
It's wet.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty wet. It was fun though. You go out and you're just sweating, but everybody's sweating.
Yeah.
It's nice to be around other just drenched people.
Always.
When you have active pores like moi.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's really it. I didn't do a ton. We went out to a ranch and we ate a bunch of barbecue.
That looks so divine because I've never had that.
What have you not had?
Good, authentic barbecue. I mean, I've had stuff on a barbecue, but not in Texas. Would you call that Western barbecue or Southern barbecue?
Southern BBQ, yeah.
I've never had that.
Yeah, I never even think about the fact that we have to genre our BBQ.
Yeah.
But there's Argentinian.
I
BBQ.
Love the ribs just looking so wet, falling off the bone.
They were
so wet. Oh my God, I can't even imagine.
I'm wet thinking about them.
I can't even imagine.
It was unreal. I literally only ate heavy duty meat for about 6 days, which is insane. And it made me crave it more. The more I ate, the more I needed.
That's what happens.
I needed BBQ like water.
Yeah.
Ugh, it was so good.
Do you think that had something to do with the results you got at your doctor's appointment? I don't know if you want to talk about that.
We can do that after you do your 4th of July recap.
I mean, I didn't do much either. I went to Palm Springs. It was I don't know if you were exaggerating when you said it was 115.
No. It was 106, but I know y'all.
It was 115, but it is dry heat. So that is it's not great, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But if for 1 second, if you stepped on the ground with bare feet, I've never felt anything like that.
100%.
Blisters.
Yeah.
So we were just in the pool for 4 days. So, that was nice. We were there with some friends and, if I drink during the day, I'm going to bed at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
I can't possibly make it through the night, but some people on the trip were able to make it through the day drinking and in the night. So that was frustrating in the sense that I was, cozy tucked in early, and Tristan, our friend Tristan, who, has the energy to keep on going, would come in to the room blasting from the speaker either the Pink Panther theme song.
What is that go?
Oh my God, why? Ba-dum. Ba-dum. Full volume. Okay, while I'm trying to sleep. Or
I was thinking Soul Bossa Nova.
No, not that one.
That one's fun.
Or The Ants Go Marching. The ants go marching one by one. Hurrah. Imagine being woken up out of your half slumber. Or just sex sounds on Spotify.
Yeah.
So those were the three. I was not able to sleep the whole weekend due to that behavior.
Yeah.
So that was real sweet. And then my dad and my stepmom came to visit.
Yeah.
It's nice seeing LA through other people's eyes.
Sure.
So that was a nice aspect of that. It's cool walking around my neighborhood. I never have realized how historic the Sunset Strip is. That little
famous
piece?
Yeah.
It's every step we took, my dad was beside himself. Especially, the Viper Room.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea how intensely historic that is. Cause to me, I'm just walking by this little bar.
They don't keep it up very well.
Yeah.
It is definitely in its original state from when Led Zeppelin walked in and peed on the counter.
But I had no idea River Phoenix died there, and it's this whole huge thing, and I've been in such a River Phoenix Wikipedia hole.
Mm-hmm.
But that's wild that just happened right there, and I just walk past it every day and don't bat an eye. But now I'm going to bat an eye because my dad took about 48 pictures with it, which was sweet.
That's it's crazy. And then every Troubadour's right there.
Troubadour.
Capitol
Rainbow
Records.
Room, Whiskey A Go-Go.
Well, Capitol Records, RIP.
That's now the Supreme store. Which that's hard to see.
Times are changing. The ants go marching.
The ants go marching. They always do one by one.
They do.
Mm-hmm. But it's cool to just like, you know, see things through fresh eyes. I kind of have like a new lease on life for a bit. It'll fade, but it's nice while it's lasting.
Yeah. Ride that high.
Mm-hmm.
Every time someone comes to visit me, I do the exact same thing because it's like, I know exactly what people want to do and I have it templatized.
That's
like,
good.
We're going to go here for coffee.
Yeah.
We're going to go here for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to walk around here with another coffee. And then you can get out of my house.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of how you have a good like West Side version of
boom,
that.
Boom, boom,
I feel
boom.
Like I have the East Side.
Yeah.
Except for the one common thing, I feel like you always have to take people to Elefante.
And Elefante's on my list too. If someone's staying with me for several days, Elefante's my like Thursday evening spot. Elefante, for anyone that doesn't know, is in like Santa Monica, overlooks. Highly recommend.
If you guys come to LA.
If you ever want to see a contestant from The Bachelor, either current season or past, or someone that will be on in the future, go there.
Yeah.
There's nothing that makes me more humble than going there and being like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice place to, if you need to go, be invisible, if you, or me, go and be like, okay, at least no one's going to look at me. Yeah. They need to go look at these.
Yeah, people are looking at.
Absolute casting calls.
And honestly, people are looking at the sunset. It's
you
gorgeous.
Need to get, if you can, book in advance and get, if you're going to ever go visit this restaurant, you need to get the sunset room. Mm-hmm. You need to be, because there's a room in the back and it's like, why are you,
you know,
why
people
would you
think
go?
That, because there's an episode of Curb that's like based off of a restaurant where they put like hot people in one section and ugly people in the other section. Apparently that's based off of Elefante and they put the hot people in the sunset room and the ugly people in the back room.
Makes sense.
Have you ever been in the back room?
Never been.
Me neither.
Wouldn't dare.
If I do, I'll say something.
I would tumble down the stairs and sue them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that being said, like, I do reserve the sunset room. So I don't know if that speaks to.
Yeah, I think bigger parties get set in that back room, honestly. I don't know if that's.
Oh, yeah.
But it would make sense if they put all the hot people in the sunset room.
Yeah, it would.
I don't know. I've seen some fuggos in the sunset room.
Yeah.
So who knows? They're not doing a good job. We're not dealing with employee of the month over there at the hot versus ugly.
Sure.
Dealership.
Sure.
Let me gather myself because I feel like I was about to tell you something.
Please.
Else.
Okay.
I know. Well, we could talk. Can we get like 5 seconds to regroup?
Do you want me to tell you something?
Yes.
You were going to do the doctor's appointment stuff. But
I can tell you about my knitting workshop.
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you about my knitting workshop. I'm learning how to knit an emotional support chicken.
Yeah.
Over the course of 3 weeks.
That's nice.
It's real cool because I wouldn't have known how to knit a chicken without the workshop.
Maybe the emotional support is not so much about the destination, but the knitting of the chicken
actually,
along the way.
Goosebumps, Connor. I actually do have
that's what
that.
To me, when you said that, I'm taking this class over the course of 3 weeks, kind of sounds like that's the emotional support. And then you're kind of putting, as you would at Build-A-Bear, the love and the oomph into that chicken that you're knitting along the way. And then that's what you'll attribute.
Actual goosebumps. And now you're making me think that I want to get like a little like recorder thing that they have at Build-A-Bear and put someone's voice in it.
What sucks
in my
about
chicken.
These recorders is science has not come far enough to where that recorder is comfy to cuddle with.
Oh, really?
Like we have cameras the size of a pinky fingernail, but we can't get the Build-A-Bear recorder things to not be the size of an actual brick that you pull up from the bottom of a pool in the deep water test.
Yeah, I haven't seen them since I was at camp.
My friend
would not stop playing her mother's voice as the bunk was trying to rest. So.
Maybe knit a little heart put in it and then you just put it.
Or just like maybe like an heirloom of sorts from all my friends can kind of pitch in and I can put little tiny pieces of things that remind me of my friends, maybe locks of their hair or something, in my chicken.
That is a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I think closer. I think you're getting warmer, but I don't know about having all your friends' hair in your chicken.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like a little bit of a time capsule.
Yeah, it's really sweet. And there's a lot of, as you would expect, older women at the chicken knitting workshop. Yeah. And we were going around like saying what level of knitting that we were in terms of beginning, intermediate, advanced. And I figured, like, sure, like, I guess I'm intermediate. I don't think, like, I'm beginner. To me, like, beginner is maybe, like, knowing how to knit a scarf.
Sure.
You know? So I said intermediate. Turns out, I don't think I'm even, like, a beginner. Like, I think I'm, what's before beginner? Novice? Novice plus? Starter pack?
I'm working through a burp over here as well, like you were earlier. Let me think. What is it called when you apprentice?
I'm an apprentice.
Yeah, maybe you need to ask one of those broads to take you under their wing.
Yeah. The girl next to me was like, oh, are you doing German Continental? And I was like, okay. Is that knitter?
Excuse me? What did you just call me?
Is that knitter purl queen? I only know knitting and purling queen.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was something. And then the last thing about my knitting club, which is sweet. And I'm worried that people are going to take this as me being insensitive, but it's not. And I'll tell you why. I majored in special ed in addition to early childhood education, which is something you might not know. And the one thing that my professors like really wanted to emphasize is that people with special needs are people too. And that means, you know what? They can be annoying too because they're people. So this one girl in the knitting class does have some sort of like developmental delay, and she's really sweet, and she also has no legs. And she was going around asking every single person if she was not a member of the class. She was just knitting side by side. I think she's just like a frequent flyer at the knitting place. And she was asking every single person if she could have their chicken, like for free of charge. And she was like, I don't want to make my own. Can I have your chicken? And I was like, babe, no. Like, I'm working really hard on my chicken. She's like, okay, does it change your mind that I have no legs? And I was like, okay, you know what, queen? Like, good on you. Like, that's a good move. Like a good time to pull the no leg card, but no, you can't on my chicken, despite that. So I love her.
Where can I say about that?
You don't have to say anything. Just know that like that's a character that I'm kind of working with for the next few weeks.
Right.
And I like love her. Like I go back and forth between being like, you have to stop, and like kind of like admiring how brazen she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. What, you think I'm going
to
get canceled?
No. I don't think you're going to. I like feel like I almost had something to say. And sometimes you just kind of got to let that come in and come out. And maybe if I find something later on in the episode to circle back, does she have a name that we can give her?
Yeah, pick one. Because I don't want to say her real name. Let's call her Olivia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Olivia.
I think that we could be something. Like some sort of partnership. I wouldn't say friends, but like some sort of like alliance.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, cool. I mean,
I think she started a chicken actually once no one was willing to give them their chicken. But I think she's moving the crochet route. So I'll keep y'all updated on her crocheted chicken as well as my knit chicken. I have two more classes.
I can't. You got to bring the chicken in so we can all.
I will.
Well, Olivia. Like Godspeed, she sounds like a marketing queen.
Yeah, she's fun.
Yeah, she seems fun.
Mm-hmm. She's a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I feel like everyone's been on this journey, just shifting gears. This journey with me as I booked so many appointments to get my health in check. I finally got in to this doctor via ZocDoc, and I went in, I did every test under the sun. I came back with flying colors from everything. It was amazing. It was a great time. They did blood tests, urine tests. They did all these things. And then they started checked my heart rate again on three different tests.
And that's the thing where they cuff you and squeeze.
They cuffed me. They fingered me. Okay. I'm sorry. They checked my finger for my pulse. Not, come on, y'all. I was expecting them to finger me, honestly, because I thought I was going to have to get like my balls fondled and stuff for my physical. I called my dad and I was like, Dad, the doc didn't even fondle my balls. Uh-huh. And he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, well, in the physical, turn and cough for me. My dad's like, I've never had that done. I'm like, I've only ever had that done. Right? Okay. That is a thing that happened. He gave me a fright because I was thinking of the episode of Friends.
Yes, where
Joey's Taylor is like, goes up his leg. And,
yeah.
And they're like, well, that is not a normal thing. And so my heart dropped to my ass.
Yes.
And I was like, have I been...
being taken advantage.
Have I been getting my balls fondled by every doctor I've ever had for no reason? And my dad is like, no, I've never had that done. I'm like, what the hell? And then I found out that everybody has that done.
That is normal protocol.
Yeah.
But also, don't they have to like also stick their finger up your butt?
That's a colonoscopy.
No, that's a huge machine.
A machine with a finger that goes up your butt?
No, a finger is separate than a colonoscopy. A colonoscopy is a camera that goes and looks at your colon.
They're
I think the finger
check
up your butt is prostate.
They didn't do either. I kept my pants on.
You kept your pants on the whole time?
Yeah.
Damn. How would they possibly know if your balls and prostate are okay?
I'm going back in this afternoon, so I'm literally going to ask, like, are you sure you don't need to touch my balls?
Yeah.
You're welcome to.
Yeah.
I showered.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, you know, they check your heart rate three times. My heart rate's already through the moon because I'm like, I haven't been to the doctor in 5.5 years. Up to the moon.
Yeah.
It was that moon level.
Yeah.
Right?
I think
through the roof.
Through the roof.
Through the
yeah.
roof.
But you're good.
And then to the moon and back. I love it to the moon and back.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It was through the moon. And when she checked my heart rate the first time, she's like, ooh, ooh. And I was like, what? Second time, nurse practitioner checks it. Finger. Ooh. I'm like, the fuck, mm-hmm. dude. Don't make any noises. Just be like, this is normal. And then she does all the EKG things all over my body, the stickies all over, and they attach a bunch of cords to me. I looked like a potato that like you have for too long and mm-hmm. starts growing all those things. And then
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, they check it and then she goes, okay, and walks out and shuts the door and I'm sitting there like whatever. And then doctor calls me into you can go in and go to the doctor, and he sits me down and he's got all these papers from the tests mm-hmm. sitting in there. And I'm like, what's going to happen, you know? And he sits me down and he's talking and whatever. And he's like, all right. And I'm just like, fuck. Like he gave me the like, all right, why don't you have a seat? It felt like I was getting in trouble at the principal's. Mm-hmm. They found weed in my locker or mm-hmm. something. And I'm like, oh, fuck, okay. He's like, first of all, your test came in. I'm like, come on. And you're great. And I'm like, come on. Okay, don't like blue ball me like that. You didn't even touch my balls, at mm-hmm. least, you know, like give it to me straight, doc. And he's like, he's going through every test, but he's like drum rolling me up to the results. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, just say like, everything looks touch. good, and then gives me liver looks great. And I'm like, what? Awesome.
Biggest plot twist of the
I know
century.
I'm like, that's what I basically came uh-huh. in for. Liver looks great, kidney looks great, no STIs, no STDs,
wow,
everything is great, blood looks great. And then that was it. I'm like, okay, great. And then he gets to heart. Because I was like, that's what I was waiting for. Because she tested three times. And he's just like drawing things. And he's like telling me, by the way, we're getting to this part. My heart's pounding through my chest. And I'm about to kind of like have a panic attack. Because mm-hmm. he's not telling me results. And he's giving me all these words and stuff. And because I'm in this panic state, I'm giving him a full Netflix special comedy session. I am cracking jokes right and left. He cannot give me my results because I am being the most hilarious person in that doctor's office, and I can't stop. I'm about to cry, and I'm just like rattling off a set. And he can't breathe. He had his head on his doctor's.
Because he was sick.
I was making him laugh so hard. He's like cracking up, and he's like, you are so funny, man. I'm like, give me the fucking results, man.
Probably couldn't get a word out. I know how you get.
I couldn't stop talking, and like the panic state made me funnier. Like, and I think he was like, man, you're dying, but you're so funny. Like, but he finally got to the results. I have like extremely uncharted for my age high blood pressure.
Right.
And so that is something that is giving me high blood pressure now.
Do you know the number? It's like something over something, right?
So the normal, like standing heart rate, resting heart rate for someone
100 something
my age
something.
Is like, can we look it up? Because I don't want to talk out of my arse.
120 over 80.
So it's mm-hmm. 120 over 80. I was like 165 over some like a lower number.
That's
I was
real
like,
bad.
Yeah. It was like, he's like, this is something I've never seen in someone your age. And I was like, so what's, stop saying that. What is the plan of attack here?
Also, what could that lead to?
Stroke, heart attack. Yeah, he's like, this is a family issue. And I go, all right, I am going to track down this asshole in my family. I'm calling my mom, calling my dad. No one's fessing up. I'm like, okay, you guys want to hide? I'm going to
it's got to start somewhere.
I'm going to sniff you out. We have everything else under the sun. My dad's like, we don't have heart pressure, anything. So now I think I need to do Ancestry.com, Larry David style, and kind of figure out who in my family is this like in the closet heart issue person.
Wow, I'm so sorry.
It's fine. It's weird because all the things you need to do for and I have to like stay chill now, which is like I get fired up all the time.
Right.
It's just now I got to be.
We've always been saying just like be chill.
Yeah, be
and
chill.
And I have to as well because I have high cholesterol, which is another like I shouldn't have that because I'm
at your age. No, you shouldn't.
In my
early 20s.
Is 20, you know what, late 20s?
No.
Mid to early.
Nah. And anyways, I also like I don't know, it's a weird thing and I go back in this afternoon, so I'll know like more this afternoon. But this guy was just so funny. It was one of those things, you know, we always talk about being put in situations that like only we get put in, which is like this ridiculous thing that I can't even explain to people, but he was a character on a TV show.
That's how I was feeling about Olivia.
Yeah, no, that's a character on a TV show, this doctor that like I can't stop making him laugh and he's wheeze laughing and I'm just like, okay, like give me the results of my diagnoses.
Right.
I never got like a diagnosis, but I did get 3 prescriptions.
Well, how about you ask him what those are?
I brought them with me so I can bring them into the office this afternoon.
Good.
After I get
You Google the names or anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very general stuff. They also have my back issues, which was another thing I went in for.
Oh, did he which is muscular. That code?
Yeah, it's muscular. So I got like muscle relaxers to take at night every day until, and he's like, this could be fixed in 5 days or 6 weeks.
Wow.
You don't need to go to the chiropractor, which I already did.
At least now you know it's not your kidneys, it's not your liver.
I'm also not going to go back to my massage place on the Venice Boardwalk because I think I got COVID from there.
Oh, shoot.
Looking back.
Also, like, they maybe hurt that's not good for your back.
No, they hurt my back and they also gave me like an illness that I was unable to stand for 3 days, which could have been anything.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, I have to limit my salt intake and I have to continue exercising. I do all the time and drink a bunch of water. But I came home and obviously like forgot about the salt thing. And I had like an unbelievable amount of sriracha and immediately my heart started hurting.
You wouldn't believe like how many things salt is present in.
It's in everything. Yeah. MSG is crazy.
What exactly is MSG? We'll never know.
Which, I don't know.
One time, you know Aunt Susu, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I was young and we were at a Chinese restaurant and she ordered like a whole thing of fried rice or something and ate it like every last morsel of rice.
Yeah.
And then the waiter came and she was like, oh, does this have MSG in it? And they were like, yeah. And she was like, I can't eat MSG.
Did she send it back?
She asked for another one without MSG. And I was like, huh, I think I'm not following.
This chick loves her rice.
Susu's also banned from every Louis Vuitton store.
Why?
I think she kind of put up some sort of fight about something she wasn't satisfied for.
There was MSG in her bag.
And it ended with her being not allowed to step foot in any location.
She's so sweet.
Oh yeah.
I also wanted to say on the way home from the doctor, I'm in Santa Monica and I'm just like, I'm struck because when I get news like that, I'm struck.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting to have a tumor or something, honestly. Mm-hmm. Anyways, my back hurts, my belt's too tight, my booty shakes from the left to the right, and I'm in my car and I'm sitting at the stoplight, and then I hear the loudest noise ever. And I look in my rear view and all the cars behind me are getting slammed into and it's domino affecting right towards my car. And I go, I'm going to pull out of the way. I pull out of the way and the Prius behind me skids past me and there's like 6 cars behind it.
That's crazy that you had time.
I operate pretty well under a circumstance that I see coming. I'm going to go, I'm just going to pull over. I'm so fucking dumb. I should have let them hit me. It would have not only paid for my back, but also my bumper. That's fucked up.
Man,
I should have just
sat
there. And guess what? The person that initiated the domino effect, G-Wagon. I wouldn't have even had a guilt complex around them paying for my back and my bumper.
And you would be the only one. Was anyone in front of you?
Nope.
You would be the only one not at fault at all in that situation.
I don't think if someone hits from behind, you're liable for it. It's the original.
I just learned you are. Because it happened to Tristan. He got in like a 5. Car one, and he's responsible. He's in the middle, and he's responsible for the person in front of him.
That's...
Which is not fair, because he didn't do it.
Well, he should get a good lawyer, because that doesn't make sense.
I think that's just how the rules of the road, babe.
One thing
you
I say about the road...
You cannot trifle with the rules of the road.
As a wild hog myself, I've spent a little bit of time on the road. You know what I say about the road? Life's a highway.
Mm-hmm.
Take it or leave it. If you can't take the heat in the highway, then get out of my lane.
Right.
I'm in the fast lane and I'm never slowing down.
Right. You're in the bus lane.
I'm in the bus lane.
One of my favorite moments was just like driving randomly like around here and like looking over and seeing Connor's car is pretty recognizable and just seeing one solo car in the bus lane.
I was like, why am I going so why is no one
and it being Connor.
I was like, I'm making record time. Why the hell is no one in this lane? I'm like, I'm like passing everyone like losers. Like the most illegal thing you could probably do.
Yeah. And I just kind of sped right by thinking, you know, he'll figure it out. Yeah. Or he won't, but it'll get itself started.
Well, I was like, why am I in like the HOV lane solo?
Yeah.
All these HOVs are on the left lane. I know that like this is like a no-no and it's like super lame and low-hanging fruit.
What are you about to say?
Well, I want to talk about my dream before I forget about it.
Oh. Like I saw this tweet that was like being married means having to wake up every single morning and the person next to you telling you about their dream. And that made me not want to get married.
You don't like talking about dreams, I know, right?
I like telling people about my dreams.
Yeah. It's kind
of, I think it's really hard to hear about someone else's.
I know, and I know no one
wants. And that's so hypocritical.
No one wants to hear about my dream.
No, I want
to
hear about
your
dream.
And I know that, but I promise you, it's semi-relevant to what we're going to, it will liaison us into, I think, a better conversation.
Ooh, it will liaise us.
It will liaise us.
Okay, let's liaise.
Shall we liaise?
Yeah.
Care to come with me on this liaise journey?
Let's go. Come on.
Okay.
Tell me the story.
So I've been having really bizarre dreams. So I the other night, I had this dream where I was in an Airbnb and we were on a trip with a bunch of people and I don't remember who all was in it, but Taylor Swift was performing inside of our Airbnb and it was a large Airbnb and there was a lot of fans there and I went pee and I missed the entire set. And I came in with my phone out and I was like, farts, I missed her set. And like, I'm not a Taylor Swift, huge Swifty person. I'm a fan. And then I'm like, crap, I missed it. We were in Africa for some reason. She comes out and she's on.
Like, you buried the lead. That's what bury the lead means.
She comes out and she's on a second story and she looks over and she's noticing I'm upset. And I said, I missed the whole show. Mm-hmm. She comes down a spiral staircase to me and goes, hey, no worries, like I'll do another show, you should come. And I was like, that's amazing, give me a hug.
And give me a hug right now.
She gave me a hug and then she pulls back and she has soy sauce all over her face. And I look down and I'm holding an entire Chinese takeout.
Oh my god, Connor, that is so like salt coated, because soy sauce is just salt.
Oh my god!
That's and a salt stress dream.
I look at my whole shirt. I'm covered in soy sauce, and my face has soy sauce all over it. And I was the soy sauce carrier, and I passed on that soy sauce to her cheek and face.
You're stressing about your salt intake.
And she goes, "It's seriously no big deal," and goes to wipe it off. I go, "No, no, no! Wait! Can I make a TikTok with the soy sauce?" She goes, "Babe, of course." And we make a TikTok, and it begins to go viral immediately. And then I wake up, and I go, "Crap! It was all a dream." And so I roll over and I go back to sleep. Immediately, I'm in a plane crash in my next dream. I am fighting a battle in my noggin when I go to sleep every night. It's just not relaxing. Like, sleep is not relaxing.
Are you taking
for me anymore.
Melatonin?
I'm taking not shit. I should start doing something.
I bet one of your supplements.
First off, I'm with Taylor Swift. Then all of a sudden, I'm in a plane crash. Mm-hmm. So can I get a break? My dreams could be anything.
I wish
your dreams could be anything you want, and mine are all horrific nightmares. Yeah. That end poorly.
Yeah.
Also, I want to say, like I said, I'm not like a huge Taylor Swift fan. I wasn't before that dream. Obsessed with her now.
I don't blame you.
This queen's getting soy sauce to right and left, and then she's like, "Sure, let's make."
She was
TikTok
really sweet.
So yeah, now I have this. Have you ever had a dream about someone? Have you ever had a dream when you, have you seen that video?
No.
Okay.
I thought you were truly having a stroke due to your blood pressure and salt intake.
Nah, that's a reference. But have you ever had a dream when you have a dream where you, okay.
That's like SpongeBob would turn at the, and then the, if you hit the, you've gone too far.
No, what you're thinking of is the lid.
What am I thinking of?
The lid.
I'm not
this is the
that.
Video. This is the reference I was making.
Ever had a dream that that you want him to do you so much you could do anything.
Oh, that's precious.
It's the cutest thing ever.
That is precious.
It's the cutest thing ever. I hate when they go, I was a meme one time, and then it's like a normal person. I'm like, this is who I want. This is my like Talladega Nights baby Jesus. Uh-huh. I don't want to see him grow up. I wish he would stay like this forever. Anyways.
Stay this little.
Go on.
That was that Taylor Swift song, Full Circle.
Man.
Don't you ever grow up.
Oh.
I don't know what song that is.
22.
No, not that one. Never grow up.
Have you ever had a dream about someone that like you really could, you're pretty indifferent about, and then you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm in love with this person?
Bradley Cooper.
It's like it's something so out of your control where you go to sleep and then you wake up and you're like, I am so physically drawn to this individual and I have no control over it. And it's just, it's taken me by storm.
Mm-hmm. Lived out the plot of The Kissing Booth with Bradley Cooper in a dream once, which is like an interesting casting, but the mind goes where it goes for a reason. I have loved him ever since, and that was 5 years ago.
Wow.
I mean, I loved him before that, but now I'm just like, when I see him, I'm just like, oh my God,
yeah.
For that time on the beach, you know?
Yeah, and they don't know. And now it makes me think, like, that's how like a lot of people feel that way. I get texts all the time, you were in my dream last night. I'm like, we've never met.
My dreams a lot. You're a, like, a person that would be in people's dreams.
I'm a key piece.
I think you are a key piece. Yeah. Because you're just like such a, you're a presence.
Well, I told you about that dream that you guys were all in it.
Yeah.
That one, the other night. Where were, it doesn't matter. We got to move on past dream talk. I know that I'm fascinated. Actually, I guess I do just like talking about my own dream.
Yeah.
I talked to my dream.
Hey, get a dream journal.
I need to. A dream recorder. Because you kind of need the inflection points of when I'm talking about the dream for me to be like, Taylor Swift being like, no, give me, I don't care that the soy sauce is all over me. We are close. We're that close to where you could drench me. You could dip me in soy sauce like a wonton. And I don't care because it's me and you against the world, baby. And like, she doesn't even know that I had that dream. And I'm just living this out in my own subconscious. And that's disturbing. She doesn't know me. She'll never, I mean, we don't know what could happen. But
I am just looking. I'm sorry. I thought I wrote down the Bradley Cooper dream when it happened.
I also want to say, while you're looking for that,
but I didn't.
I really, really, really want to go to a Taylor Swift concert, and I'll fly to it if anyone has an extra.
I'm going.
If anyone has an extra ticket to any location, I will, or I'll buy it, but I will come.
I feel like there's so many in LA.
Oh, I don't know the schedule, but I need to go now, and it's out of my hands and against my will.
No, it actually is out of your hands. Wait, come on. Oh my God, I've got so many dreams recorded. I know we don't want to hear it. Let me just give you one. Because these are from 2020, that like right when COVID hit.
Oh, that was a
time. So those have to be like really.
That was a time to be dreaming. We were all dreaming.
Huh. Sorry, keep talking for a sec.
Okay, well, I think that the reason I was saying that it was so relevant is because the FBI's graphic design team and their intern, I guess, or whoever runs the social media account, put out like a piece of marketing material in Taylor Swift esque turn, like I don't know how to describe it. It's like a speak now. They came out with this I don't know what would you call it. It's kind of like a flyer that says speak now, and it's an ad for speaking out against terrorism, and it's like in Taylor Swift style. Speak now. Do you have a tip about a federal crime? Justice is better than revenge. You may not be Superman, but you can help the hashtag FBI protect the country. If you have information about a federal crime, speak now. And it's like speak now, Taylor,
yeah,
Taylor's version. Are they allowed to use her IP, the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Bureau?
I feel
Bureau.
Like she doesn't own Speak Now.
But like her almost, I mean, the purple and the cursive?
I'm sure she actually doesn't mind. And maybe she does. Maybe she's got an issue with the FBI. I, for one, could never, because I love Criminal Minds. This is my dream job, by the way, like being on the social team of the FBI, because it combines my loves of being on my phone and the FBI. You are not going to believe what I just found on my phone.
What?
It's actually like so, I'm terrified.
Well, speak now.
It's a dream I had May 19th, 2020. I wrote this down at 6:28 a.m. This is the most full circle episode we've ever had in my life, in our lives.
Give it to me.
I was in the YMCA pool taking the deep water test. I had to back float for 5 minutes and then tread water for 3. I was really nervous because I already failed twice. As I was finishing up my back float, I felt someone lightly touch my shoulder. I turn. It was Harry Styles with a huge bucket of watermelon. He told me he was there to help. He hand-fed me the watermelon for the entire 3 minutes I had to tread water. I passed the deep water test and got my green ribbon. We hugged and he smelled like watermelon. We played Marco Polo. We talked a lot about our joint business venture, a unisex fragrance called Watermelon Sugar.
That is fanfic.
That's that is nuts.
It's crazy that your brain wrote that entire plot of like a fanfic in while you were asleep. Like, you can't stop grinding.
No, I cannot. I'm on the clock constantly. You have no idea.
You need to have like a write-off for when you're unconscious.
My whole life's a write-off. I'm never in this reality. I'm always doing something else up here.
That's kind of chilling.
Bone chilling.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find the one about Bradley Cooper.
Can I tell you something else that's kind of different and totally off subject because I just remembered it?
Yeah, I'd love it.
The other day, I was in this coffee shop and the music was really, really loud. And I love when coffee shops have music that's like really intensely not the vibe to be in a coffee shop at like 7 a.m. It was, think about it. Watch yourself. Look, what is that song?
I'm not familiar.
It was like,
show me what you're working with.
I remember it and I was like, this is really loud. And the barista was like, I can't hear you. And I leaned in and she leaned in as well. And I go, can I get a cappuccino? And I gleeked onto her ear.
You leaked onto her ear?
I gleeked.
What's gleeked? Oh my God. How are you doing that on command?
I learned in about 7th grade because gleeking was all the rage.
I've never heard of that besides like gleek of the week.
No, it was like, how far can you gleek? And I was like, I can gleek further than you. Show me your gleek. Show me what you're working with.
To discharge a long, thin stream of liquid through the teeth. That's disgusting.
Oh, we're not talking disgusting right now, are we?
You know,
they didn't
I hate
need
that.
To call it discharge.
You know, it's, I hate the D word. I hate the D word.
It's not discharge. It's just, it's saliva.
Yeah.
That being, is it rare to gleek? Can we see? While an enormous 35% of people can gleek, only 1% can do it on command.
Whoa, you're in the 1%.
Oh!
Wow.
It does run out. It does run out.
I
can only gleek so many times a day. I only have so much discharge in the world. Come on, 1%ers. Let me hear you.
How are you doing it? Like, what are you doing with your mouth?
I just push my tongue.
Can you do a clover?
Uh-uh.
Me neither.
I'm not part of that 1%.
That's more than 1%. I don't know why my eyes are rolling back in my head. I'm trying. That.
Not even close.
Oh, shoot. All right.
But all right. Okay.
Should we do some PC pop culture?
Ooh, yeah. Why don't you take the lead?
Okay. Here, I'll give you 3 options and you can pick one. Threads?
Let's do Threads.
Okay.
Because I feel like Threads is like an important thing.
Yeah.
I didn't actually, before right now, I didn't have any thoughts on Threads. So this is all going to be raw.
That's fair.
I'm sliding in raw right now.
Oof, Connor.
So go ahead.
You want me to start?
Yeah.
I like it so far. I need a few changes immediately, if not sooner. I need to have a page of just people I'm following.
Yeah.
The algorithm sucks. I'm getting like weird stuff. Like, you should always have the opportunity to just see stuff from people you're following. Like, I'm not sure why they're not giving us that. And I don't like what I'm seeing. So I guess I don't like it at all.
Well, I know that it was released in kind of a, almost like an urgency, mm-hmm. because they wanted to just like start, they pushed out before it was ready, but they acknowledged that.
Right, they did.
So
self-awareness is key.
I think there's going to be 3 options here. 1, it's going to flop, which is what I'm sensing right now. 2, we're going to have 2 mediocre apps that are just like, because I still get on Twitter because Twitter's so funny. And then 3, I can't remember. Oh, 3, Twitter's going to fail and they're going to make it really good and it'll be like the app for that.
They just need to make a few changes.
My whole thing, like obviously I could have opted out of following every single person I know.
Oh, did you?
No, I forgot. I just clicked okay right away and you can't undo it. So now I'm
so you did follow everyone.
There's a lot of people I don't need to see. I actually threaded this. I tweeted this on Threads. I can't say the word threaded.
Why?
I can't say my THs. Threaded. Threaded.
Seems like you're saying them.
Oh, maybe because I'm thinking about it. Threaded. I threaded a couple things last week right away. And one of the things that I threaded was that a lot of people are going to come to realize that a lot of your favorite influencers can't form a coherent thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are seeing that now where it's just words. And I think text-based things are... Every app eventually turns into screenshots of TwitterApp.com.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Every big thing on Instagram is a screenshot of a tweet.
Yeah.
There are the most viral... Some of the most viral TikToks are people going through their favorite tweets of the week, and it's just a small green screen of them.
Ooh, we haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah. Well, we'll bring it back. Okay. But so I don't think the text-based thing is going anywhere, but it's a little frustrating that like some of these huge influencers automatically have 100,000 mm-hmm. followers on the app. I think that that's not okay, but I wanted it to happen to me.
Completely get what you're saying.
But I honestly wish that it would have transferred my Twitter followers over to Threads, because those people have chosen to follow me based on my
thoughts.
Versus, I don't expect someone that likes video and pictures that I'm posting to need to hear my thoughts on.
Right. Like people that like you for your body aren't necessarily going to like you for your mind.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But now we have word from the Taliban, finally. The Taliban has come out saying that they are in full support of Elon's Twitter, but they don't really support Meta's version of Twitter Threads because there are guidelines that are a little bit too exclusionary for the Taliban's needs at this time.
At this time, right now.
So the Taliban has endorsed Twitter over Threads. Other platforms cannot replace it, said a senior member of the Taliban in a tweet explaining that Meta is intolerant towards many people and groups.
So you're still on Taliban Twitter?
Many people and groups, including the Taliban. I have been on Taliban Twitter against my will, which I think is their whole shtick, for so long.
Their whole shtick.
Their whole shtick is kind of things against your will, but I guess Zuckerberg's Threads have been a bit intolerant towards groups such as and including the Taliban.
Got it.
And their needs in a text-based app. So given that information, I think Threads has a great opportunity to continue building and tweaking their app to be numero uno. I am so disturbed by some of the videos that I see on Twitter, and it sucks that the most upper echelon.
The what?
Comedy, upper echelon.
What's that?
Oh my God, not me being thesaurus, Dr. Thesaurus.
Echelon?
Echelon, upper echelon.
What does it mean?
I can't spell it, so I can't look it up for you, but upper echelon is like top tier, cream of the crop.
Oh, is that like S tier? Is S tier short for echelon?
I don't know what S tier is. Does anybody?
Are you sure you didn't make up echelon?
Upper echelon. A level of command authority or rank after user service. She is now in the upper echelon of city officials.
Is that what you were saying?
Upper echelon, yeah.
Cream of society? Yeah, it's the cream of society.
It could also be used as like the top of the crop. Top of the class.
Okay. I prefer cream of society.
Okay. So, yeah, I think the Threads has the opportunity to be the cream of the society.
Me too, Connor.
Here.
Me too.
But we'll see what happens.
I'm looking forward to it.
Do you have any thoughts on Threads other than that?
Well, my thoughts were initially I love it, and then as I was saying it out loud, I realized I don't like it. But my question, like, for you as a content creator, specifically one who creates on Twitter via mind to text.
Yeah.
Are you posting the same things that you're posting on Twitter on Threads? Like, are you tweeting and threading the same things the same way you would post, like, the same video on Reels and TikTok?
No, and let me show you why. I kind of feel, like, really safe on Twitter in the sense that, like, I'm not really... I will tweet whatever the hell I want. I don't really care. Like, For example, I tweeted... And seed oils are so good when you don't have a bitch in your ear telling you they're cancerous. I wouldn't put that on my Threads because I don't want people on Instagram seeing me tweet that.
Oh, see, I feel the opposite. I feel much safer on Threads.
Ashwagandha would be a beautiful name for an evil newborn. I wouldn't put that on Instagram, but like Twitter is just like,
I feel the opposite just because I don't have any followers on.
Well, for example, I was going to make this a TikTok and a reel, and I did, and I posted it, and it took a one-way ticket to Flop City. Population, my content.
Mm-hmm.
And I tweeted, I got some disposable cameras for this weekend so we can lose three of them, then spend $30 to develop the one we have left to get four photos that look like they were taken of a colonial ghost.
That's funny. Like,
that's great. I don't want to put that on Threads because then someone's going to see it from Instagram and then I'm going to immediately make a reel. That's why Twitter is my sounding board, to get ideas and see how they perform and then turn that into like...
I see what you're saying.
And then I don't want, you know, because not everybody has a Twitter.
Right.
So it's like easier for me to see how content performs on Twitter, take it, flush it out, burp, picking and then get to work and post it on video-focused apps.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing where it's going. I've been threading a bit. I need some changes.
Yeah.
And that's that.
And I think we'll see those changes.
Yeah. I still like Twitter.
I do too.
Unfortunately, even though it's promoted by the Taliban at this time.
Well, it was promoted by the Taliban against, like, I don't... Elon just, like, is such a dweeb.
I've never seen someone ruin something the way he ruined Twitter. Like, that is just... That's a feat.
It is...
Don't ever say he didn't do anything.
He... is such a loser. It's mm-hmm. crazy that he again, that's someone who can't even make the ranks on my loser list because he's just so far gone
of your loser list.
Yeah, hit me.
You called it with Jonah Hill.
I can't tell you which episode it's on. I do not remember, but I want for the record to show that
I don't know if you said it on here, but you have said it to me multiple times.
I have
times.
Said there is something nefarious about Jonah Hill and I can't put my finger on it, and I knew that I didn't like him, and then this weekend it came to a head.
Yeah, you could say that again. My stomach's been grumbling too.
I want to see if I can get my stomach grumbling.
I've tried.
Mine's really moving.
No, mine too. You can't. I've been doing it. It doesn't pick up on the mic.
I called that he was a weirdo.
He's a bad nut.
Whatever.
Anyways. I mean, I'd be curious to see what he has to say. Also, did you ever see that?
I don't think he's going to say anything because it's like he just doesn't care.
Right. Did you ever see that Netflix movie he made about his therapist?
That's what I was saying. That's like what he's so addicted to. He speaks like therapy language only.
There is a thing as being over-therapized. But I watched that and like it's not, there's something sinister about it. Like I've been in therapy all my life. And like, I didn't understand a word his therapist was saying. And it was like, so like, you know, that like fake deep kind of thing where someone's like trying
they say
so
a lot,
hard
they...
for something. And it's like, wait, I do not understand what you're saying. That was me the whole movie. And like therapists are not supposed to talk about themselves. And the whole movie was about the therapist. So like, there's something sinister.
Yeah.
But yeah. You were right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not doesn't happen often, so I want to take that. I want to take that dub.
Yeah,
honestly.
You know when? Well, you don't smoke that much, but if you're really high and like you think you can, all of a sudden, like you see things clearly. You're like, oh my god! Like I know this. I know this to be true. Like I've never known something more than I know it in this moment. Like I'm seeing. Like I'm God, and I'm understanding everything on a level that no one else can. Just like seeing things like so clearly. Do you have that ever?
I can truly say I've never experienced what you just said.
Okay. Well, basically, it's just like you're high and you're seeing things like in a new light. And that light is just seeing them as all knowing and thinking that you like to hold all the truth. Does that make any sense? Okay. So basically what was happening was I had been hitting my binky before I watched the apology video. And just watching her with that ukulele singing, I was like, this woman... there is something really wrong.
No shit.
No, but I was like, yeah, obviously you might think that's obvious, but to me, I was like, I know that like there is something so wrong, and this is a fact. Like there is no denying like she's sinister, she's evil. Like I was literally looking at her, I was like, this is an evil woman, and I had to stop watching because I was so scared because I was so high. And I was like, I'm more scared watching this than I would be watching like The Babadook or whatever. Like a horror movie.
You're not supposed to say his name.
Sorry. Yeah, him you're not supposed to say? I thought that was the boogeyman.
Bro, don't say all their names in one podcast. Everyone that listens to this episode is going to be cursed.
They already are, probably.
I know. We've wished some ill will upon many people.
But she is evil.
So what are the allegations? She was like grooming
and racism. Can you imagine being accused of grooming and racism and having like blatant proof that you have groomed and you were racist, getting on camera and singing that it's actually everybody else that's the problem? Everybody else is toxic.
By the way,
your racism and your grooming.
We cannot play her apology video.
We can't give her any sort of monetization.
She is suing everybody now that has any clip of them talking about it.
Bring it.
No.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
No. No, no, no.
Sorry.
What?
I could fight in the court. Can you imagine me testifying? That'd be awful. I'd puke.
I know. She hit up the H3.
I literally cannot look at her. She is to me like the cover. That is like a cover of like a horror movie poster.
I hope we don't get canceled when we're unrelevant, because that would be just like a hard day.
Also, like there's always, like my sister used to watch Miranda sing stuff because she's young. And like when that, like there was always something wrong with that. Like as an outsider, like she's basically like portraying like someone who's almost like neurodivergent in some way and like making fun of it, kind of. That's like her whole shtick. It's like spoofing on somebody who like clearly has different, maybe I'm reading into it too much, but like it never seemed okay.
Are you high right now?
No, I'm not.
Do you ever get nervous?
No.
Are you single?
A little.
I heard you fuck a girl. Is it true?
Who? What is this from?
What song is that from?
I thought you were asking me genuine questions.
It's Lil Wayne, but I can't remember what song that is.
Am I being too harsh?
No, you're fine. Like, yeah, it's weird. It's a weird, weird, weird situation. We have to cover her face.
I can't look. Like, I actually am feeling like...
I just think that... So Ethan Klein came out and was like... They're being sued for, like, this small, like, time stamp of when they played the sample of her song. She's going after people, and she's monetizing it. So basically, if anyone doesn't know, Colleen uploaded her apology video as an MP3 to like all these streaming platforms, and she's charging $10 a month for it, which I think this is her final cash grab.
Because she said she didn't upload it.
No.
I think maybe I'm making that up, but I think she came out and said that she actually had nothing to do with
it. I'm really not on this side of the internet at all.
I'm really on it. And also her brother, too. People are releasing screenshots of him grooming young children in the Twitter DMs as well.
They're in cahoots?
I think like they're acting separately, which is even scarier.
So it just runs in their genes?
Like very scary.
No. Really quick. I really want to talk about in Maine the Wonka casting situation. Then we can watch the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are going to watch the trailer for Wonka that came out yesterday in bonus. The cast released so far is Timmy Boy, Chalamet, and freaking Hugh Grant as the single Oompa Loompa. I just cannot, I'm sorry. And Mr. Bean is in this movie?
And Olivia Colman. And that gentleman from Bridesmaids.
Okay.
And Keegan-Michael Key.
I have to say, this was so brutally miscast that like I think someone should be held accountable.
The trailer was so bad.
It was so bad. Timothée Chalamet is not quirky. I cannot believe they put him into like that role. His line delivery was...
Oh, shoot. What'd he say? I wrote it down.
Flip it around and turn it out. He was like a Chuck E. Cheese animatronic. It was bizarre.
Quiet up and listen down.
Quiet up and listen down, guy.
What?
They need to put an absolute freak. Who is that guy in Norman Bates? Norman Bates.
He was already Charlie.
Crap. That's why I was thinking it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who did someone say? Someone has an entire story on this from yesterday. Oh, I know who does. Okay, let me pull up.
I just like also like, is it a kids movie? I was so confused during the trailer.
Okay, so this is
what's it rated?
This is what Sarah Coffey on Instagram said. She's very funny. This guy is not kooky enough for this role. We needed a freak, a slime ball, somehow grotesque. And you have that one friend who's like, he's hot, and you're like, what the fuck? And then 3 years later, you kind of get it.
Yeah. Right, we don't need a heartthrob.
Skylar Gassonda would have been good. The guy from...
Oh, I love that guy.
I don't know.
That's someone whose name you just... Whose face you know, but name you don't.
He would have been good. Rory Culkin would have been...
Oh, yeah.
Decent.
I mean, I love... I really do love Timmy, but... So I'm really excited to see it, and I hope that I'm proved wrong, but it didn't... It looked, like, really bad.
Jane Lynch.
As
would have been a good Wonka.
Okay.
I think that, yeah, obviously Jeremy Allen White, which we can dive into how he's definitely just like the offspring
he
of Gene Wilder.
The least like silly person that I could think of though.
Yeah, but I want it to be like, you're supposed to be a little bit scared of Willy Wonka. You're supposed to, Willy Wonka does not bat an eye as his army of Oompas come and pick up a dead body and take it who knows where.
Right.
I want my Willy. Have you ever had a dream that you want? Have you ever had a dream that you want Willy Wonka to watch Augustus Gloop drown in a fountain of chocolate and then he doesn't bat an eye? That's what I want.
Did Augustus die?
Augustus Gloop?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Die.
Honestly, you know who would have been really good before we go? Charlie Day would have been an awesome.
He's so old. Not so old, but like too old to play Wonka.
Timothy Chalamet.
He's our
looks
age.
Like a teen.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going
He's
for.
He's too young to own a chocolate factory.
He doesn't own it yet. This is the prequel.
Why is he dressed like that?
Because he's weird.
I don't like this. I agree with you. I want to be proved wrong, but like, I want Willy Wonka to look like he's a tweaker, you know, and he found those clothes. And he can't wait for his next fix, you know? And he needs to see some
of
kids.
Chocolate?
He needs to see
chocolate?
Some kids die today.
Oh my God,
or else
they should have had that little shriveled thing from SpongeBob play Wonka.
Yeah. I remember when they first invented chocolate.
Yeah, her.
I always hated it.
Let's go to bonus.
I love that that echoed through this entire thing and there was not a laugh to be heard. Maybe I'd be a good Wonka.
Oh, here we go. Okay, let's
I'll dive into that in the bonus. Yep. Remember that you can sign up for bonus if you want to come watch us watch the trailer. At tmgstudios.tv.
We have a lot to talk about. Ooh, I had something I wanted to do. Oh, we'll do it in the bonus.
Do it in the bonus.
All right. We'll see you over there.
Do it in the bonus.
Loving you.
Voice cracked. All right. We'll see you in the bonus. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week, et cetera.
Yes, we will.
How do you spell et cetera?
ETC.
We'll see you.
This week on Close Friends.
It's both someone has both gotten pregnant and died. It's Schrodinger's
cat. Again, like so many TV shows, so little time.
There's actually so much time. Yeah. Wait, an Oompa orge?
Oh, I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
Come on, at least you No, don't bring it back out. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.